USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Several people are dead after a military helicopter crashed in Alabama. An official with Emergency Medical Services said there were no survivors found on the aircraft's wreckage after it fell onto a highway this afternoon. 19-year-old gunman Peyton Gendron, who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket last year, has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. He had this to say before being sentenced.
I'm very sorry for all the pain I forced the victims and their families to suffer through. I'm very sorry for stealing the lives of your loved ones. I cannot express how much I regret all the decisions I made leading up to my actions on May 14th.
At one point in today's proceedings, a man jumped up and rushed Gendron in the courtroom. That man was restrained and Gendron removed from the court. The victims of this week's mass shooting at Michigan State University are being honored tonight. A candlelight vigil was held on campus after three students were killed and at least five others injured Monday night. The gunman who opened fire was found dead by police from a self-inflicted gunshot wound following an hours-long manhunt. It's official. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is running for president. At a campaign event in Charleston, Haley said America is
ready to move past the stale ideas and faded names of the past. And we are more than ready for a new generation to lead us into the future.
Haley called out President Biden over his handling of Afghanistan, Russia's war in Ukraine, and the Chinese spy balloon that flew over the U.S. earlier this month. Haley, the first Republican to formally challenge former President Trump for the GOP nomination. Moderna is promising to keep its COVID vaccine free for all consumers. The company announced today that everyone in the U.S. will have access to their vaccine regardless of their ability to pay. Moderna received backlash recently for reportedly considering a price increase for their vaccines and shots. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Greenhouse emissions in the U.S. saw a spike in 2021. The Environmental Protection Agency report says emissions rose over 5% from the year before. This despite both 2020 and 2021 being below 2019 levels. The Kansas City Chiefs celebrated their Super Bowl win with the hometown crowd today, holding a parade and rally. Head coach Andy Reid.
You are the kingdom. And let's give it one for the world. How about those Chiefs?
Quarterback and MVP Patrick Mahomes also took to the mic.
Before we started this season, the AFC West said we were rebuilding. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know what rebuilding means. And our rebuilding year, we're world champs.
Kansas City beat Philadelphia 38-35 in Super Bowl 57. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin says the jacket he wore at the Super Bowl with a depiction of Jesus was not meant to offend. Hamlin sported a Letterman jacket with an abstract picture of Jesus on the cross underneath the word eternal. He said it was never his intention to hurt or disrespect anyone and tweeted, "I am eternally thankful to my Savior." Hamlin's comments come after former NFL running back Adrian Peterson called the jacket blasphemous on social media. Operators of KFC say they're paring down menus nationwide to help maintain efficiency for kitchen staff and make ordering easier. Wings, popcorn chicken, chocolate chip cookies, and Nashville hot sauce are on the chopping block. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.